when your leading running back kind of steps up and says, you know, I'd like the ball more, and I think I can help you guys more than what we're doing?
I thought it was great because that's what all of them think. And I was happy for him that he had an opportunity to say what's on his heart. And we support him. As a coaching staff, we think he brings a lot to the table and to our team. And hopefully we'll iron things out and he'll get an opportunity to carry the ball a little bit more. But, yeah, we were, you know, had a big smile on our face.
When a player says he thinks about an upcoming contract opportunity during a game?
Well, you know, he spoke from his heart, and that was kind of surprising that he shared a piece of his honesty. Usually they won't say anything. And again, I thought that was impressive that he was willing to share and open his heart with the media and outside community and fans on what he thinks about and what a lot of running backs think about. So that was not shocking. And hopefully we're all hoping that things work out for him in the long run and he performs real well and has an opportunity to stay here for a while.
He was able to, you know, get a couple of plus 10-yard runs last week. But what are you seeing when you go back and you look at the film through the first two games? What are you seeing about in the run game as far as not getting more of those consistent 4, 5, 6-yard runs?
Well, a lot of it, again, is about the efficiency, meaning that what's the situation? You know, you can get a first down on 3rd and 2 and get 3 yards, but then you look at the stat sheet and it says he didn't have a 4-yard run. But the efficiency is what matters. You know, you add in, you know, a 2nd and 1, it's a 2-yard gain. Well, again, he didn't get 4 yards, but it was an efficient run. And so we keep preaching that in our room is that we need efficiency. The explosive runs will come, and they usually come from a couple of things, missed tackles by the defense, and running backs running extremely hard and violent. And sometimes it's the combination of those. So we keep preaching that, hey, man, let's keep playing hard. Let's keep being physical. Let's do a great job reading our keys and making decisions and putting the ball where it should be put. So far he's done that. Every running back will have 1 to 2 a game where they might not put the ball where it should be. But overall, he's done his job that way, and we think that it will get better as he continues to get into, get going. Because last year, started fast, didn't end as fast and as strong. This year, he's starting slow, so we're hoping and optimistic that it'll be blazing hot at the end, you know?
Kirby, how often does Isaiah talk to you about finding the ball more and need to get
early? He doesn't. No, I mean, I understand. I get it. You know, all running backs, that's all they ever think about is their last run and their next run. So he's human. He's like everyone in the National Football League, every lead running back in the National Football League. They want the football as much as they can get it. So he doesn't have to, you know, share that with me because I understand. I know where his heart's at and I know what he wants and how he thinks he can help the football team. And what he has to do, again, is continue to play hard, do a good job of reading his keys, and be decisive on his decisions and his ball placement. And he's trying to do that. We need more of it, and I think he's up to the task.
When we talked to you last week, you mentioned that Matthew Days was a work in progress, and I think that showed up kind of in how the game plan went last week, or maybe that was just how you guys wanted to try to attack the Ravens' defense. But does he need a little bit more time before you can use him in some of the roles you were trying to use him in the first game?
Yeah, he's still working at it. He's not ready to go in there and take, you know, 45 plays and 12, 13 snaps at running back. But he's a work in progress. He works extremely hard. He's got very good football intelligence. This matters to him. He would like to have a career, and he understands in order to do that, he's got to earn his stripes first by being a great core special teams player and continue to take mental reps in practice because there's not enough time in a day to give him all the work that he needs to go out there and play error-free. But he does understand I have to take the mental reps and prepare like I'm going to play 40 snaps in this ball game.
So did you kind of then have to change up Duke's role knowing that maybe, you know, he had to take on some of what what Matt originally would have done?
No, every week we have a plan set for Duke in terms of how he fits in the offense, and then there's always some things that Coach was specifically designed for him in the ball game. But his reps have not changed over the course of the season, and Matt's just trying to learn as much as he can visually, spending extra time in the classroom and in the post-practice of making sure that he crosses all the T's, dot all his I's, so that if he is an ankle injury away, he can go in and perform at the drop of a dime and not miss a beat. And that's very challenging when you get zero reps to go in a ball game in a moment and perform like you've had every snap in practice.
Are you a believer that the more a guy runs in the game, the better he runs and the better the running game is?
Most of the halfbacks I've ever been around and been had the pleasure of coaching, they are rhythm guys. They need touches to get into rhythm, to find out where backers are run fitting, how teams are attacking the offensive scheme. And they do perform over time. The more touches they get, the better they are. And then there's the handful that get tired, and they're not as good as they go and get more touches. But most of them are better because they got a feel for the game. They understand our run defensive players are fitting on run gaps. So it takes time.
You said that one of the reasons they moved Duke to more back to running back was just so they could guarantee getting the ball in his hands more. Do you see Duke more comfortable when he's out of the backfield more than just, say, exclusively lining up in the slot?
He's very comfortable in space when he detaches, and that's not the case with most running backs. A lot of those guys are stay at home. And when they get out in space, they're like some of our friends when they go to the mall parking lot, they're lost. And he's not that type of guy. He's very comfortable in space. He's been a route runner before in his past, growing up as a youth and through college. So this is something that's not new to him. He's excited about the opportunity to get out in space and run routes. But he also enjoys being a halfback, and he knows that when the game's on the line, he would like to touch the football, and he has shared that with me before.
Colts haven't given up many rushing yards, but they've given up a lot in the passing game. Is it a good run defense, or a team just not running against them because you can throw on them?
Maybe a combination of all of those things, but they're definitely are good run defense, and they move around a lot. They stunt, they slant, they angle. They are aggressive. They attack you. They're physical. They're not real big, but they execute their schemes and their calls extremely well. And there's not a lot of mistakes out there when their defense is on the field. So we've got to be on top of things in all of our run packages to try to exploit the few weaknesses that we see. We've got a good plan, and we'll see Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Still a real thing that your five offensive linemen really, really have to be working in concert. And, you know, obviously we didn't see much of them together in the preseason. How do you think that's coming along, and what impact is that having on the run game?
I mean, everything starts up front, and you have to control the line of scrimmage if you want to be a dominant running football team. And we've got, we think, five outstanding offensive linemen. They work hard. They're smart. They communicate well together. They're very, very close. I will say that. They are very close to getting this thing turned around. And once it does, we think that's going to open the floodgates, and you'll see some great success in the run game.